The next call finally came from the family legal firm 2 days later. They had no interest in answering her questions and had plenty of their own. What was the status of Lady Cecilia's yacht? Harris explained about the redecorating. Couldn't it be halted? She had anticipated this question and had already contacted the redecorators. No, the ship's existing finishes were already being stripped. They could delay applying the new carpeting and wall coverings, but they couldn't replace those already removed, not without a surcharge. Harris pointed out that Cecilia had loathed the color scheme, and it would make no sense to replace the same one.
But her sister selected it.
Harris wondered whether to mention who was paying for the new one and decided better not.
Lady Cecilia preferred something else. She was quite firm about it.
Well, the point is, if she is, as seems likely, permanently incapacitated, she will have no need for the yacht, and a new color scheme hardly seems worth the price. If it's for sale...
Perhaps simply having the decorators delay installing the new. That way any potential buyer could choose his or her own scheme.
Perhaps. Now about the crew payroll.
Lady Cecilia had given me permission to authorize payment from the yacht expenses account. I can transmit all the recent transactions if you'd like.
Yes, thank you.
Harris wondered if he'd expected her to try something dishonest.
And I would like some idea of when a determination will be made about the yacht, since the crew will need the usual warning before being asked to find new positions.
Oh, quite. Well, no hurry, I should think. In case she recovers, though that seems unlikely, there's always the chance. And anyway, some legal action would have to be taken to transfer control of the yacht to her heirs. Certainly that won't happen for, 60 days or more.
You mean I am authorized to maintain and pay an idle crew for 60 days?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
I would prefer to have that in writing. It's possible that either Lady Cecilia's bankers or station personnel could have questions.
Oh, certainly. I'll see that you get that, and I'll speak to her bankers. Of course, that's limited to the usual schedule of payments.
Of course. I'm sure Lady Cecilia's records already contain a pay scale in the account activity, but I'll send those along.
Space Enhance were not pleased to have the redecorating halted midway, but maintained a polite, if frosty, demeanor about it. They could, they admitted, simply leave the ship bare for a week or so, even longer if no other business came in, though if they needed the dock space, the yacht would have to be moved to another site. Harris pointed out that she would have to have legal authorization to move it, since Lady Cecilia's affairs were now in the hands of her legal staff and might soon be a matter of court decision. They subsided so quickly that Harris was sure another player had made the same point more forcibly. The king? Certainly the crown could command a berth there as long as it wanted. After another 3 days of waiting, she tried to contact Cecilia's sister or brother-in-law. A frosty servant informed her that neither was home, that no family member was home, and that inquiries from employees should be made to the family legal representative. She couldn't tell from the tone if that was aimed at her specifically or any low-level employee. She realized she didn't even know what other employees Cecilia might have on planet, besides her maid, Myrtis. The news media had nothing to say about it, of course, though it showed up on the hospital admissions list. Harris thought of having Oblo insinuate himself into the hospital data net, but that could have serious repercussions. The hospital census let her know that Cecilia was still alive. Ronnie called her a day after she'd tried to reach the family.
She's alive, still in a coma. They're talking about moving her to a different facility, which prepares people for long-term care.
Have you seen her yourself?
Only through glass. She's hooked up to so many tubes. They say that's temporary, until they've got implanted monitors in her. So far, she's breathing on her own.
No response?
None I can see. Of course, she could be sedated. There's no way for me to tell, but I know the family's very concerned. They'd had outside consultants already.
What happens now? Who decides what to do?
My mother's her nearest relative on this planet. Aunt Cecilia had filed all the directives old people are supposed to file, and my mother agrees with them, so she's the one to sign the papers.
When will they move her, do you know?
Not exactly. She's out of the first unit and into something they call the stabilization unit. As I understand it, they'll implant the first sensors and something so they can plug feeding tubes and things in. Then they'll send her to this other place. If she comes out of the coma, fine. They can just take the implants out. If she doesn't, there's some other surgery. I don't know it all yet, and they'll send her somewhere for long-term care.
For the rest of her life?
Well, that's what they said. They said she might live out her normal lifespan, even.
Harris tried to think what that would be for a woman Cecilia's age.
Oh, do you know if she was taking any kind of medicine?
Your aunt? Not that I know of. She told me she didn't take anything unless she had an injury.
That's what I told them when they asked. But I thought, if you knew, maybe it would help.
I can't even look in her quarters. Everything's in storage for refitting. Have you asked Myrtis?
Yes, but she didn't know of any. There's another thing.
Yes?
I'm not sure why, but my parents are really upset with you. They seem to think you've been a bad influence on Aunt Cecilia. I told them about how you shot that admiral and all, but they have something against you.
I wonder what. Did your aunt talk about me?
Yes. She thought you were great, but I would have thought it just bored them. Excuse me, but you know what I mean.
Perhaps she said too much about me. If it bored them, they could decide not to like the boring topic.
Though she said it lightly, that worried Harris. Were Cecilia's relatives really that silly? Several days later, Ronnie called again.
I found out what was upsetting them, and you need to know.
What?
Aunt Cecilia left you the yacht in her will.
She what? Well, she couldn't have.
I thought you didn't know. They think you did. It's one of the first things she did when she got here, apparently. Went to her attorney and had her will changed.
But she shouldn't have. There's no reason.
Well, her attorney argued about it, but she insisted. You know her. And when the doctor said the stroke might have been caused by a drug of some kind, the attorney thought of you, because you would benefit.
But she's not dead.
Her mind snagged on, might have been caused by a drug, and hung there, unable to think further.
She could have died. Besides, you know the law. If she's not competent for long enough, I forget how long it is, they open her will and distribute her assets under court guardianship.
You mean someone can inherit before she's dead?
Harris found she could deal with the lesser curiosity while the greater dread sank deeper into her mind. She had never heard of such a possibility.
Yes, but with some controls. So if she's suddenly competent again, she can regain control.
But I'm not the sole beneficiary, am I?
No, but you're the only one outside family or long-term business associates. She left her 47% interest in her breeding and training stables to the woman who's owned the other 53% for the past 20 years, for instance. But that's been expected. The yacht wasn't. And for some reason, Mother's really annoyed about it. I think she's still upset with Aunt Cecilia for not liking the decorator she chose. Besides, we don't have a yacht, and Mother's always wanted one.
You don't?
No. My father always said it made more sense to travel on commercial liners. And if you really needed off-schedule travel, you could always charter. We've done that. Of course, we have shuttles.
Don't private deep space ships make more sense than shuttles?
If you have your own shuttle, you're never stuck on planet. And no one knows for sure if you're traveling yourself, which they would in a public shuttle. Now, Bunny's family keeps shuttles on several worlds and a yacht. That's the most convenient. But my father says it's far too expensive.
Ronnie, is his daughter, Brun, back here now? Or could you find out?
Brun? Oh, Bubble's new name. Yes, she's here. Why?
Does her father know about Lady Cecilia?
Yes. And Bubbles, Brun, says he's upset. Of course he would be. They've been friends all their lives.
Ask her to call me, will you? I'd like to see her if possible.
Of course. But why?
Harris herself wasn't sure, but something glimmered at the back of her mind. Something that might help Cecilia.
We had a long talk before we left Cerealis. I'd just like to chat with her.
Harris could tell from his expression that he thought this was a silly side issue, that she should stick to the problem of Cecilia's coma and the irate family.
Oh. Well, I'll tell her. Do you want her to come up there?
If possible.
Harris wanted to suggest that Brun take some precautions, but she was afraid Ronnie would waste time asking why. And after all, the girl wanted to be an adventurer. give her a chance to show any native talent.